Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Welcome to the show. Today we're going to review Clint Eastwood's Sully. It's September 10th. It opened yesterday. It stars Tom Hanks as the famous Captain Sully, who landed a plane on the Hudson River on January 14th, 2009. Interesting. Gonna dedicate this show to my grandmother, who actually passed away that day. So it was very odd when I saw the end credits and thought, why does that date stick out to me so much? So I dedicate my part to Grandma. This is going to be part one of a two-part series that we're doing called The Mom's Double Feature. As you know, our past guest and reporter who covered Seattle International for us, Erin Murphy, she'll be joining us on Thursday, and she's the mother of our designer and business card designer. So I thought we'd have this great thing where I'd have my mom on, who, as you know, is one of the co-executive producers of the show. So welcome, Carolyn.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. And I'm sorry I can't be there with you. And I'm really thank you. And that was very, very thoughtful to remember Grandma, my mom, in this way, because we were pretty much by her side that day. So, yeah. So, yeah. So this will be kind of a great sound out to her.
Yes, and as Grandma would say, don't be upset I'm not here, just do your thing. So that's what we're going to do. And so Clint Eastwood's Sully, oddly, and also for our guest reporter, reviewer reporter Erin Murphy, she somehow saw it on Thursday night as well. Carolyn, why don't you take the ball on how you saw this and where you saw this before it was even released?
Yeah, it was very interesting because I knew that it was coming out, and I happened to be over in Hawaii right now, and on the island of the Big Island. And I think actually we were talking that day, and you reminded me that it was coming out the next day. And long story short, looked up, and oddly enough, the little local movie theater here had it running two times that night. So I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. So anyway, I wasn't going to be able to go because it was a birthday party, and then the birthday party got postponed, the birthday dinner. So anyway, I went to the last showing with my husband, and we were very fortunate. There was only five of us in the whole theater, so we had like a private screening. It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty. I thought that was really cool because that was with all due respect, that if there is a podunk town in Hawaii, it's Hilo. So the fact that it wasn't even around here in Orange County, by where we broadcast from, was kind of a bummer. But I got to see the second show of the day, and it was really, really packed. I was happy to see that. It was very interesting because about 90% of the crowd were people like 60 or older.
Right. You know, and I want to take a brief moment to talk about that, about the crowd, not necessarily about the age, but I haven't really been that fortunate to see movies on the big screen where there's just been a few people in the crowd in the theater. And it's very interesting because I think there's energy when it's a packed house, and it's a little bit different when it's just you and the big screen. It's kind of interesting. It's a moment where I felt like I was actually in the movie. It was kind of interesting, Paul. I had never really experienced that before.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's what every filmmaker, film buff hopes for, is that you catch something and you maybe have a few people. At one time, I caught a movie at 10:30 in Honolulu, and I was the only person there, and it was a stadium seating, and I just thought, this is the coolest screening room ever. But as for Sully, this is, you know, we don't really need to take the time to say that Clint Eastwood was on par with the direction and where he took the film. I do want to say something just briefly for our New York friends, associates, listeners. There is stuff that did not happen in this Captain Sully incident that will be sensitive to New Yorkers. So don't want to spoil anything, but we do want to make sure that you guys know some things are portrayed that are pertinent to the characters, but were not reality. So with that, you know, Mom, I would like to, you know, since it's called Sully, I would love to talk about Tom Hanks. You know, what's your initial feelings about Tom Hanks?
Well, it was really what I really liked about it is I've grown up with Tom Hanks because actually I think we're about the same age, I remember him from, you know, his TV show where he was. It was kind of a sitcom comedy show. Anyway, I've always enjoyed Tom Hanks. I've always liked how he can play so many different characters. But my feeling about it too, that I realize it's not so much that he's playing characters, is that he's giving us layers of himself that are true and real. Like, there were points in the movie that I actually, from the get-go, never really saw Tom Hanks on the screen. I saw Captain Sully. I mean, to me, that was the captain. You know, it wasn't Tom Hanks. And I just, there was just so much about the character that that he brought out, the humanity in this character, that I just thought he did a really strong, grounded job. And, you know, of course, his ability to, as a actor, and then also, like you said, to be directed by Mr. Eastwood. And, you know, I think it's just one of those things where when all the dots are connected, you're going to get a really good performance.
Well, when you mentioned your guys' age, he's actually 15 months older than you, Mom.
Oh, cool. So I'm younger than him. That's cool.
No. You're younger than him, but Tom Hanks is from Concord, California, which, for anyone who doesn't know the difference between Southern California and Northern California, it should be like Northern and Southern Carolina. There are two completely different places. So Tom Hanks, one of the biggest things that he has with his acting is that, L.A. is a melting pot because it has to be for music, film, business. The Bay Area is a real melting pot. And there's not a, you know, this is a Santana quote, so I'm not saying it's sounding intellectual, but the Bay Area doesn't have a inferiority or superiority complex. So Tom Hanks, you know, really, once I learned a few years ago he was from Concord, I realized how he could weave into so many different things, because in the Bay Area, it's just kind of, what do you bring to it? What do you got that I don't? And that's why he can kind of be the, he's always compared to Jimmy Stewart as the everyman. It was not a shock when he was chosen to play Andrew Beckett in Philadelphia to bring AIDS to a wider audience. And I think he is just accessible because, it's kind of weird because you really have to know it, and you know it, Mom, and many of our listeners will. It's just impossible to explain the difference in vibe of Northern California people. So that's what really goes so well.
Well, I think what goes well too is like what you're saying. You know, I mean, the bottom line is there's there's, you know, he's the real deal. And I've always believed that it's not where you are on this planet, it's who you are. So I understand what you're saying about the Northern and the Southern California thing, because that's definitely, you know, the energy level. But I will say he is the real deal. And in reference to Mr. Sully, if I'm not mistaken, he's from Seattle. So that's a similar to me. It's that it's that same kind of thing you were talking about, the Northern thing. You know, there's parallels to Northern California and Seattle, you know, just with the rusticness of the land and the, you know, just really being grounded. And I think that that was, he was able to kind of tap into that personality and environment kind of characteristic. And I think it's because of that, because of his Northern California connection. I mean, that's just kind of like my thing.
Well, you know, he actually, Captain Sullenberger was, actually it says he was born in Texas, but oddly, he was born 13 days before my dad. So anyways, before we go off into a family trivia here. what was so great about this was that, about this film,
Am I correct? Does he live in Seattle?
No. He's born in Texas. It doesn't say where he lives.
Oh, I think he lives. I thought. Okay. Well, anyway, I just thought that was kind of, but that's kind of what came in my head when you talked about the, you know, we were talking about Tom Hanks and his ability. And I was just saying that I felt like there was, you know, that same kind of a vibe that you get from people that are from Seattle and Northern California. And I think, you know, like I said, you know, Tom Hanks is just like, what you see is what you get. And, you know, maybe he's just a great actor and I'm totally wrong, but that's not what I think, you know, so I don't know the gentleman myself, but.
A really great part of his performance was that, and of course, you know, it sounds so cliche because it's like, of course, this is what the actor is supposed to do. But I think there's so many parallels in Tom Hanks and Captain Sullenberger, Sully, like in the movie when this incident happened, he had 4 years of experience. Tom Hanks has been around since the early 80s. You know, Captain Sully was obviously one of the best at what he does. I mean, he landed a plane on the Hudson River with no deaths one minor injury. So this is like Tom Hanks, you know, a 6-time Oscar-winning or Emmy-winning producer, a couple of Oscars as an actor. So I could see where there was a real connection. But Tom Hanks, you know, it's every actor's job to make you forget that they're there. Few have ever done it. I know, Mom, you can't stand Heath Ledger's performance in The Joker. It freaks you out. But there's very few. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, yeah, that performance, he was just so, it's because it's like the character took over, you know, him. But back to Tom Hanks.
Well,
you know,
that's what I'm saying.
What you were saying, I'm sorry for over talking you. What you were saying about Tom Hanks having the parallels with Mr. Sullenberger. Am I saying that correctly?
Mr. Sullenberger.
Was also when you were talking about, you know, his experience and his craft, his professional. I even saw that cross over to the family. I mean, it's like the relationship that he has in the movie with his family and, of course, his extended family / the passengers. That's what I see in Tom Hanks when he's, when you see him on TV or you see him in public or you hear about him. I mean, he's a whole rounded kind of person. Like he's, like I said, he's the real deal. So
I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's a great point because you hear that he's a, you know, he has his production company. He's produced multiple 8-10 part miniseries from Earth to Moon with Ron Howard. band of brothers, The Pacific. He's won multiple Emmys. He's a respected historian, and he's always talking about team. And we can't go into a scene in Sully that relates Sully to Tom Hanks, but it's not just the Tom Hanks show. And another thing that I want to point out here about this movie, and as much as we know Tom Hanks, his nickname is Mr. Oscar, I think somebody that you're going to want to come out to see this movie is also Aaron Eckhart, who is, of course, Harvey Two-Face of The Dark Knight, Harvey Dent. He has so many great movies. I think he's one of the most underrated actors there is. I just couldn't have seen Tom Hanks being that good without Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like what you said, it took the team. It took all of the actors that were the passengers. It took all of the actors that were the aviation administration. It took everybody, and it took the talk about team effort. I mean, now this is something I'm going to share that has nothing to do with, it's not going to ruin the movie because we obviously know that people survived, but I want to say two things that are very important in this moment. One is stay till the very, very end. Stay past the credits. Don't get up when the movie's over. Just stay because there's still some amazing information and visuals and things that you're going to see. So stay in your seat till the theater goes dark again. That's number one. And number two is I really want to talk about the first responders. There were so many people that were involved in rescuing these 155 people. And they did it I might be incorrect in saying this, but I want to say it was in 24 minutes. They had all those people rescued and on the ground.
Yes, 24 minutes. It was 34 degrees in the water with a 5-degree wind chill.
Oh, it's just amazing. And so when you talk about teamwork, it's like these people, I have goosebumps right now talking about this. These human beings were on the mark. They were ready. They did their job. They did their passion. They did their humanity. And even the passengers getting off that plane and listening to what needed to be done and the team, you know, the flight team. And I mean, it just shows you what can happen when you stick together as a team and you all do your part and do your part the best, and not just in that moment, but how it's carried on through the events of that situation, through the moments of that event to even this point now that the movie's done and on the screen. It's a great movie to show teamwork. And to show what is possible and to show what the bigger picture really is, if we all would listen and do, you know, and it's
you're telling me not to get political, Mom.
Yeah, it's a subversive
mother who's always getting on my ass about when I'm subversive chooses to just throw in, when we all listen and get together, okay, why don't we just start talking trash about Trump and Hillary? This is part two.
We don't need – this isn't about being political. This is about being respectable and responsible to even ourselves and our families. I mean, yeah, we can turn this into a political thing, but my point is, you know, when you really sit back and watch what is actually possible, actually what actually they did, you know, what they actually – when you really – if you really sit still and be quiet and think, this airplane – landed on water, stayed afloat long enough for 155 people to get off. I mean, if you've ever been on a surfboard or surfing or a paddleboard, I mean, you can fall off real easy. And these people didn't. They were standing on the wings of that plane. Yes, there was a few that, you know, that did whatever they did.
It's a safe plane crash. Well, and I think this is the perfect time before we go into a few other things about Aaron Eckhart, who plays, let me get his name right, Aaron Eckhart. You movie fans, you all know him, but in this he plays First Officer Jeff Skiles. And
He sure needs to get a nomination, I'm telling you that.
Yeah, I think he's a shoe-in, because this is one of those where both needed the other, and just the way the writing was. But I think I wanted to tack on, when you mentioned the New York responders, that this is September 10th, and we just want to pay our respects to them. Tomorrow is the 15-year anniversary of 9/11, and so we will always be thankful for what they did. Movie was just another example, and I like that you brought it up, Mom, because what was great about it was it was seeing how amazing they are, but it wasn't horrific to watch. And that's what I enjoyed, was that they went and they did it, and you weren't torn up. As we have a few more minutes, we have a few announcements to make and some things to discuss. I mean, Aaron Eckhart, I know there's a lot of movie fans who, I'm going to just click on his film list, because I know there's a lot of movie fans that will say, I know that guy, but I don't know. Okay, he's in Olympus Has Fallen, Jason Reitman's Thank You for Smoking, London Has Fallen, Battlefield Los Angeles, Dark Knight. So that gives you an idea. He is definitely, this is where it's going to be interesting with the Oscars. Everybody gets frustrated when they go, oh, this person is nominated because they've done 5 films where they weren't, so they're just getting nominated to say they were nominated. This is actually like the most I've ever enjoyed Aaron Eckhart, and I love him. And
yeah, it's a great performance.
I mean, I kept running through my head. There is no actor I could have imagined playing it.
Right. Well, I think just, you know, like go back to basics and the simplicity of that I feel the Oscars are, you know, to acknowledge somebody, the best performance in that category for the year. And he definitely deserves to be nominated. He did an amazing job. And, you know, so I do want to say a quick acknowledgement again, or not a quick one, but a heartfelt acknowledgement about 9/11. And I was living in Hawaii at the time, and so it's you know, on the other side of the country. And just to know that even though we were, you know, 5,000 miles away, it's very heart-wrenching, and I was blessed to be able to go there the February after and bring a traditional lei to the site. And but I do, like I said earlier, it took a whole slew of people pulling together and humanity just saying, you know what, we can do this, we can recover, we can move forward, we can move on. And fortunately, that's another day that's also a memory for our personal family, since we did start off as family. It was a very scary time for my mom in 1992 and September 11th. And for most of you that don't know this, that was the day that a hurricane hit the island of Kauai, where we were living at the time. And it's a similar subject matter. It took people pulling together, and it showed humanity at its best. I mean, it didn't matter who you were or what you did. You stuck together and you hung out and you helped and you housed and you supplied food and you took care of each other. So these moments are possible for all of us. So we need to focus on that.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I mean, rightfully so. But you know, the hurricane, I mean, I was 12 years old, and, or 11. I mean, we're at 13. We're coming up on the 25-year anniversary next year. And we say this, we couldn't say it with more respect, but, you know, there was like kind of a thing on Kauai like 5 years later where it was like, you know, we're never going to be able to acknowledge that we had a hurricane. And not that we want to acknowledge it, but like my mother said, we did relate, even though it was not terrorism, it was not man-made, but the way Manhattan was destroyed, half of it, our island was destroyed. Like my mom said, we didn't have food, we didn't have power. This wasn't the day of Facebooks and text, so people could not get a hold of us. They did not know if we were alive or dead. Planes weren't flying, so of course we do not compare a man-made hurricane to the horrific events of that day, but just the fact that it fell on September 11th for Hawaii people and Americans.
Well, the fact that your life can change in a split second. That's what I'm trying to say. Your life can change in a second.
Yeah.
Or with one event can just drastically change your life.
Yes. And we also, I have to just, I'm just going to say one word. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Just saw a mouse run through the studio. Sorry about that. Big mouse behind the couch. Sorry about that. Like I said, we always like to just go with what happens. I wish our dog would go hunt this little guy down. Okay, so back to the Gus. Go ahead. Oh, there she goes. Go.
Okay, that's worse.
Okay, sorry. We're not going to edit that out because
I would rather you talk political than talk about that.
Yeah. Okay, that's true. Now what I want. Okay. Now what I want to say is that Clint Eastwood, like I said, there's one thing that I do want to acknowledge that Clint Eastwood did was he masterfully handled how this could be, how can I put this? This could have been so one-sided politically, and I don't want to say what it is in the movie or spoil it, but it really could have been you're on the right or left and not party but about the situation, and Eastwood really just presented it. And I know it was based on Captain Sullenberger's book, so we had that as a guide. But if anything, I just mention that because I want people to see this because it's part of our American history. It's not just the miracle on the Hudson. There's some stuff that you need to learn about our way of doing things in America, in business, in this case, government. And I'm not being political here. I'm not taking jabs.
No, absolutely. I think you're absolutely correct. And I'm glad you brought that up. And I think that, he did an amazing job. He did. He really did. I mean, so I actually want to go see it again now that I'm, you know, not, you know, with I just would like to see it again. So.
Oh, this halfway through, I thought if they even put it out on DVD because everything's iTunes or Blu-ray now.
Right.
This is a must. I hope Clint Eastwood has Sully on there, or I hope there's some kind of commentary with him. The thing that I want to wrap it up by saying is that for a moment, we're so inundated by media. We're so inundated by content. I think my mom put it best when she talked about the humanity. If you really think of a guy landing a plane 100% safely on a river, that is just something amazing. And since it's a true story, we're not spoiling it by saying that it was safe. So you got to see this movie. You're going to get a lot out of it. There are some scenes that are tearjerker, so be ready for that. And to tell you the truth, I would not rule this out as a date movie. This is not your first choice for a date movie, but for the older generation, that likes to talk after movies or have coffee. This, I think, would be an interesting one. How do you feel, Mom?
Oh, yeah. I have this kind of funny thought in my mind, but I'll share it another time.
Okay.
Anyway,
well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
share another time. You date my dad.
No, not that. In fact, I'm going to say it now so people don't, you know. So
yeah, I know
the day
not
that. Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to share that, you know, I was kind of nervous about seeing this movie because I am out in the middle of the ocean and I do need to get on a plane to go back home to, you know, get back to home. And I was like, really? My husband's taking me to a movie about a plane landing in the water? You know, that wasn't my first, you know. So, but then I thought, well, but he also took me to a movie, you know, about a funeral the day that my mother passed. So I just figured, yeah, that's what I was.
Yes. My dad is, for, I've been
which
asked
actually,
by
was, hey, Paul, wasn't that a Clint Eastwood movie too?
That was Grand Torino. Thank you. Wow, Mom, you're on it. That was a Clint.
Woo! I'm on it tonight. Yeah. So thank
Grand
you, Mr. Reno. Thank you.
My
and
mother
then,
knows.
You know, I'd like to end this on this with about Mr. Eastwood. And since we started with about my mom, this is to you. I thank you for introducing me to Clint Eastwood and Rawhide. Because yes, just one handsome, handsome man. And on that note, Paul, I'd like to say thank you so much for having me. And I look forward to the next time we do this.
Oh, no problem, Mom. It's great to do this. This was just a cool idea that popped up because Erin Murphy, our friend Josh's mom, you know, her and I were planning this Sully episode, and we're big Tom Hanks fans. We're big Clint Eastwood fans, and you know, I'm starting to realize that that doesn't mean much here at the show because we say we're a fan of everything. But we were planning this Sully thing, and then my mom's gone, and I thought, you know what? Why don't we see what the moms have to say about it? Because Josh is in visual effects. He worked on Divergent, Godzilla, Furious 7. So he would have a completely separate take for some of the airplane sequences. They obviously didn't crash a plane on camera.
Right.
And then I have a different take. And so we're going to enjoy what the next mom has to say. Thank you, Mother, for being the guest. And I'll let you go for now as I wrap up.
Okay. I'm a fan of talking pictures.
It's always hard to get your mom to be a fan. All right. Thank you, Mother.
Aloha.
Aloha. All right, as always, that was fun. I love doing shows with my mom because usually we don't really discuss these before we do them. So sometimes we'll have a layout, but we enjoy doing it. It's, you know, hey, I'm a very lucky guy to be able to do this and have my mom around. I mean, my grandma's not here. So again, we dedicate this show tomorrow, the 9/11 anniversary, to New Yorkers, to humanity, my friend Buddy, to the responders, and I again dedicate this show to Grandma, who, you know, was a big part of giving me the gift of movies, and if I wasn't so into movies, there wouldn't be this show. So, thank you so much, aloha, and most of all, peace to everyone.